Kashlama boy. The Gemara said Bereach doesn't get Hanukkah.
Sure, it's like that.
The Gemara, Bereach Hashlama boy. Bereach doesn't get Hanukkah. Bereach owes time. So Mamanashach, if he didn't pay back the time, of course he doesn't get Hanukkah. And if he did pay back the time, so he'll get the Hanukkah if he finishes. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to have a miut of Bereach. Titania. Inayim lebereach chayv lahashlam, tamaloy mishay shem yabar. So we ended yesterday with a kasha. Inayim lebereach chayv lahashlam, tamaloy mishay shem yabar. How do you know a bereach? Someone's an eved for 6 years. And he runs away, let's say for a year. How do you know he has to pay back that year? Tzer sakasuz, shay shanim yabar. So we asked, what do I need to tzer sakasuz again? The davar pashut noy, a person who promises 6 years of work and he takes money for it. So if he runs away for a year, so he owes a year. It's a davar pashut. Why in the world do I need a gzeres hakasuv for bereach shechayv lahashlim and davar pella? So I was suggested yesterday. we suggested a few terutzim. Either I would have a havamini, he could just pay back with money. He owes him. He was paid 600 zuz for 6 years. He didn't work. Yeah, I would think he could pay back 100 zuz. So kamash malon sheishanim yave. No, you got to pay. You have to work.
You give something.
So then the problem is that he can always use Giron Kesef. Well, what happens if he doesn't have the money? It will be the only enough to me. Giron Kesef is only if he has it. Right? So I would think he owes him a year, he owes him 100 zuz. So whenever it will come, he'll pay him 100 zuz. Giron is your Eved. Yeah, but the question is, if I'm saying that a condition of plus is you have to work one more year, so when you go to work for that one more year, you could buy yourself out anyway out of Giron Kesef. So really you could pay. So only the enough can mean if he doesn't have the money. So the Ritva has a chiddush here. The Ritva learns that if a bereach, an eved runs away, and yovel comes, so let's say he would have worked for 5 years, yovel came. He ran away for 1 year, so he goes free, and he does not have to pay back the year he ran away. He doesn't have to pay back. It's gzeres hakasuv by sheish. If you're going out with sheish, it's gzeres hakasuv, you have to pay back. But if you go out, let's say with yovel, a bereach does not have to pay. Why? Because why should a bereach pay? We said it's a svar you have to pay. He says it's not a svar you have to pay. Why should a bereach pay? He's only a geirim. He's a geirim by mazikim. If you cause someone a loss, grama is potter b'dinei yovel. One of the cases of grama is mevatel kisoy shel chaveiro. Let's say you have money, you want to invest it, and I take the money and I lock it up. And if I take it with my hands, I'm a ganav. So I don't take it with my hands. I just go to your house and I put on a new lock and I lock your door. Because I locked the door, you lost the ability to invest the money. You lost the ability to rent the apartment. That's called mevate al kisay shochaveira, or mevate kisay shochaveira. The halacha is that the grama b'nizakin, I'm causing a hezek. A grama is chayiv b'dinei shomayim and pata b'dinei adam. Bezin can't be mechayiv a person to pay for a grama. Zakter itzva. The same thing is true about an eved. If an eved is by reyach, he's indirectly, he's mevatel avdoi shel chaveiro, he's mevatel that the eved of his adon is not going to work, that's him. And he's a grama, he's indirectly causing his adon to have a loss. Grama is potter. He doesn't have to pay back. So if yovel comes, he doesn't have to pay back. And here it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. When you go out with sheish, you have to pay back. That's a very big chiddush. Because meikar adin, if you go in the hesed to your adin, then you should be pater. I caused an absent. So chayv b'dinei shemayim, but b'dinei adam I'm pater. So here's the gzeiros hakasam chayv l'ashem. So the Ritva says that the ikar hadin, if not for this pasuk, you'd be pater from paying. It's just a grum.
If you prepay a worker and he runs away, it's just a grum.
I agree with what you're saying, which you have to have a better kasha than it doesn't make sense to argue the ritva. Sounds wrong. Yeah. What's more about it? Well, first he had a ritva. This is the ritva. The ritva says, and certainly we're going to need a hezbollah, the ritva says that an eved that runs away, meikar adin, should not have to pay back the time. It's a chiddush. There's hakasim. Sheish, you have to work 6 years to go out with sheish. And nafkamina, if you go out with yovel, you talk about have to pay. So that is a gemara in Bava Kamma. Take if the avdei shel chaveiro. The Gemara says if you steal your friend's eved and you lock him up, it's a grama and you take a potter. But it says if you take avdei shel chaveiro and you work with him, as if I take your eved and I take him to my place and I work with him, so I have whatever hanoi I have from the eved, I have to pay the boss. Right? I took his eved, I take his horse and I ride it, I have to pay. So the Gemara says, here, like the Ritva, it says, Taikith Abdi Shel Chaveiro. If I take somebody else's Eved and I just lock him up in my basement, that's the same as locking up his money, locking up his apartment. You're right, that's a grum. But if I take him and I work with him, so whatever work I do, I have to pay. So, not Mistaver, this Bireyach, this Eved ran away, he didn't do anything. What did he do? He ran away and locked himself in a... So Dechi says that's an eye that way. Unless he said Ritva is only talking such a case, could be. But the Divrei Cheskel asked this kasha. He asked that the Gemara says, take if Avdi Shel Chaveiro, right? And you do work with him, you have to pay. So here, a Bireyach should be like, take if Avdi Shel Chaveiro, right? You should have to pay.
You don't have to pay the full amount, though.
You have to pay the Nehemeh, which, if you think about it, if the Eved stole himself back, he was able to do whatever he wanted. For himself, he works less hard than as an Eved.
An Eved has to spend all day in the field.
No, he only works 9 to 5 as an Eved. For himself, usually someone who's self-employed works much harder than someone who works for a boss. Could be. Lachinami, he says, if he's a Shabbat, he's a rabbi. It should depend. It was just like him. Furthermore, he asks, he's a parsha of Sheves in the Torah. Sheves, what's Sheves? That means I take somebody and I mazik him, he can't go to work. The parsha of Sheves says, Mechaira, that if I'm gairim someone that he doesn't get work, even though it's only a gairim, that Sheves means that you have to pay for work, for an absence from work. Mechaira, the parsha of Sheves should be Mechaira. And a third kasha, which you could have asked, was from the Gemara higher up. We had that if an Amevriya finds a Metzia, it goes to her father, but she has to pay the Adayin Tzchar B'Teva. That's what Gemara said before, we had yesterday. If an Amevriya finds a Metzia, she has to pay, it goes to her father, but she has to pay her Adayin Tzchar B'Teva. So it's a Beferish of Gemara that if you don't work, you pay Tzchar B'Teva. How could the Ritva come and say in the same Amid that you don't pay Schar B'Teva? So these are all kashas on the Ritva. So you have three kashas. One kasha from the Gemara Bava Kamma, they take if Avdi Shel Chaveiro that you have to pay the Hanoyav. The second kasha was Sheves, that also the Divrei Cheskel asked, that Sheves, you have to pay Sheves. If you make someone not work, well, you should have to pay because there's a custom of Sheves. The third kasher, which we're adding, that l'chayr, it's like the Gemara earlier, schar b'teila. The schar b'teila, you have to pay.
He's not stopping the
other
from working.
Right, but what is stopping the Eved from working?
Yeah.
Right. So
isn't Shabbos like a special thing by
Nizek or something? Shabbos maybe is only by the Nizek himself and not by his property. And if I take, could be that Shabbos is only on a person himself. And the Eved we look at like his kiss or like his bias. So the Ritva holds that because there's a custom of Shabbos doesn't apply. Could be. The Debir Cheskele says the cash is you're right. Still wouldn't take away the other caches. Okay. All right. So to get back to answering this Ritva, well, let's learn the sugya a little bit more, and then we'll come back to the Debir Cheskele Teres. Yachel Afilo Chala. Hopefully we'll get into this yet soon. If a person is sick, now this is already halacha l'maisa. Most of what we're learning here about avadim is not nogea b'zman hazeh. We don't have an eved ivri, but the idea of whether someone who's an employee and how much sick time he has, so Tosis already talks about it. So hopefully we'll get into it. Yachal afilo chala tamalay meshvius yaitze. Gemara says if he's sick, misses work, so it's tough on the boss. Meshvius yaitze goes. So anyway, the Gemara now is just in Kasha by Hanukkah. So by Hanukkah, well, why do you have a pasuk by Reyach does not get Hanukkah? Hashlama boy, he's got to pay back the time if he ran away. Amar Rav Shesha, Sacha b'may eskina, k'nei shebaruch upaga ha'yayvel. Maldetek. Hoyo vapik le'yayvel, shluchani imach karinim bein. So we have here a b'chidish. That if he runs away and Yayvel comes, he goes free. So I would think shluchay me'imach karinam be'evaloi niknesei v'na'a niklei kamashmalam what? That we don't give him hanaka. Okay, the strong havamina, a little hard to see, but Gemara says I would have a havamina niknesei v'na'a niklei shluchay me'imach karinam be'evaloi niknesei v'na'a niklei kamashmalam. There are two ways to understand the din of a bereach. This is all in the Dibrei Cheskel Sinan base. This is an ice base. So there are two ways to learn the status of a person who's a bereach. Neved Ivri is a bereach. Here you have a man who's Neved Ivri. He worked for 3-4 years, whatever, and then he ran away. When he runs away, now he ran away. He's in a different city. He's pretending he's not a Neved Ivri. He's hoping no one catches him. What is he right now? You could learn that he's an Eved Ivri. It's just he's an Eved Ivri, he ran away, but he's still an Eved Ivri. Let's say he's Bayil Shifcha Kananis. Did he do an Aveira? You could learn that he's still an Eved Ivri. He's just an Eved Ivri, he ran away. If you have a mamzer who goes to the next city and doesn't tell anyone, he's still a mamzer. So if you have an Eved who runs to the next city and doesn't tell anyone, he's still an Eved. Probably that's the Pashto way to learn. Eved Ivri who runs away is still an Eved Ivri. Or you could learn, no. An Eved Ivri who runs away, he didn't have Aver. He wasn't allowed to run away. What he did is he took himself out of Avdus. He ran away from being an Eved. So right now, Kol Zaman, he's escaped. He's a free man. He's a Mechairin. When he'll come back, and the other will catch him, bring him back, he'll be an Eved again. But right now, he's not an Eved. That would, I guess, be similar to a Melech. A Melech is only a king. Kol Zaman is a Melech. There's an opinion that in the Yerushalmi that when David HaMelech, when Avshalom rebelled against David and David ran away, so David didn't have a Din Melech at that time. That he, the Yerushalmi said about David, that when David ran away from Avshalom, that he didn't have a Din Melech. When he came back, he had a Din Melech. But for those 6 months that he was running away from Avshalom, a Melech b'layam. If you were a Melech yesterday, today you're running away. You're not a Melech. Tomorrow you come back, you'll be a Melech. So, it's the same thing. You're talking about David, but you're right. The same thing. So the Sikhmur and the Eved is the same thing. That an Eved, when he runs away, is Ice Eved. And Nafkamin is, will be Asa B'Shevcha. So there are two ways to learn. The Divrei Yecheskel says that this is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Smag. The Rambam holds that he's an Eved until even when he runs away. And the Smag holds that he's not an Eved when he's away. The Smag, Sefer Mitzvah's Gadol. Smag. The biggest afkamina is the Smag's Chiddush. The Smag says, listen to this, if an Eved runs away, and Yovel comes while he's running, while he's still hiding away from his Adon, he says Yovel does not free him. Yovel does not free him. Why? Because right now he's not an Eved. Yovel frees Avodim. If a man runs away, right now he's not an Eved. If Yovel will come along, free him. Akedei kach, if the Adon will come, if the Yovel, and grab him back, he'll have to pay back his work. Let's say he was sold to be an Eved Ivri 3 years before Yovel. So he worked 2 years and he ran away. He ran away for a year and Yovel passed. And that Adon grabs him. The Smag holds he's got to work for another 4 years. Because when he ran away and Yovel came, he wasn't an Eved.
So he should have to work for the next Yovel.
No, because if there had been no Yovel, the only thing he would got was Sheish anyway. If he's a Nirtzah, maybe you'd be right. But he has sheish, he'll still have sheish. What?
He has
a chiyav hashlama. So but Yovel will be mevatel the chiyav hashlama. I can hear such a svara. The Smag says, no, you can't really prove it. The Torah only said Yovel takes away an eved. It doesn't say Yovel removes chiyav hashlama. No, if someone who runs away, he's like seven, but he still owns the years of Avdus. Right? Because that's the Seres HaKasav of HaShlomo boy.
Why could he ever work this way? When he goes back, the fact that he ever passed, so he's still an Eved, that he wasn't there then, when he goes back to, while he's away from the Avdus, he's not an Eved either. When he goes back, but the Eved won't work then.
So when he goes back, he becomes an Eved.
Because
Yovel didn't come now. Yovel passed already. Yovel came when he wasn't an Eved. Yovel has to come when he is an Eved.
If he is an Eved, because if he goes back, he's going to be...
No. Yovel has to come during the year he's an Eved. During that year, he's not an Eved.
He needs an opinion?
That's what?
Does he need an opinion?
This month? No. He would have to grab him and pull him back. I mean, or he can go voluntarily back. But calls a man, he runs away, he's not an Eved. When he comes back, he's an Eved again. So he would teach the Gemara different than I teach it. Kavash v'law, and he would teach. Gemara says, Ma'ad v'tayma. Ho'avapik le'yayvul shluchamei machkarina bay. I would have thought, since Yayvul takes him out. Therefore, shlui machkarina bay v'lay sevin anik le'y. Kavash v'law, and that Yayvul doesn't take him out. He learns into the Kavash v'law. Kavash v'law, that Yovel doesn't take him out if he ran away. He learns that into the Gemara. The Rambam will learn Kamash Malan, that Yovel takes him out, but you don't give him Hanok. The Smag learns Kamash Malan, that Yovel doesn't take him out at all. A big Chiddush. What? No, Kamash Malan, not the Pasuk. Kamash Malan, the Braisa. The Braisa said, by Reach doesn't get Hanaka. So the Braisa said, if Reach doesn't get Hanaka, why not? Reach doesn't get Hanaka because he has to go back to work.
What does Mark say by an Amma?
While she's away? Some he'd be masking because she can't go back to work. It's not because maybe a whole Simon is not a Yitzia, but well, my sister, she can't force somebody to work once she has some money.
Well,
we could clarify. I don't know if it's... So she has some money the next day. Yeah. Okay. He makes the Rebbe Yecheskel makes a beautiful diuk in the lashon of the Rambam and the Smag. The Rambam, when he brings the din that an eved is muta b'shifcha, the Rambam's lashon is Mutter b'shifcha calls man avdusai. He's mutter with a shifcha calls man avdusai. Avdusai means as long as he's an eved. Avdusai. The derech of the smag is to bring the Rambam's lashon. When the smag brings it, he says, Mutar b'shifcha calls man avaydasai. He sticks an avav between the beis and the dal. The Rambam says, calls man avdusai. Calls man is an eved. The smag says, calls man avaydasai. Calls man is working to be m'mayir a bereach. Because the smag holds that a bereach is also b'shifcha. A bereach is not a an eved. So he changes the word from kozman avdusai, which the Rambam says, to kozman avaydasai. Had I went to smag, I wouldn't have noticed the difference between the Rambam and the smag, right? But he's medayik in the vav, that in the Rambam it's avdusai, ayin veiz dalet vav, savav, his mutashiv kozman, he's the status of an eved. And the smag deliberately changes it, kozman avaydasai. All the time that he's working, that while he's working, he's not the bishop. That's right. How's it work with a melech? A melech, he gets chased away, so it's melech, he comes back, he's back to melech. The Metzias is not an Eved. The smag learns an Eved is someone who's been Metzias an Eved. If he was not making himself a being an Eved, he's not an Eved. That's what he learns. If you read the words in the bottom of the Yamid, Menayim Labayash Chayv Lahashim Tamalon Mishayshanam Yavoid. How do you learn that to Rasha? Tamalon Mishayshanam Yavoid. The smag learns. How many, according to the smag, how many years is he going to be an eved total? 6 years. But the smag holds when you run away, you're not an eved. So the smag learns, tamalayna shay shavim pay yavoy. You have to be an eved 6 years. You have to pay back. The Rambam learns, how's the Rambam learn? When you run away, you're still an eved. So what's tamalayna shay shavim yavoy? According to the Rambam, how many years are you an eved? If you run away for 1 year, now he slaps you back. You have to be mashlim, so Aaron Eved for how long? For 7 years. The Rambam will learn Tamo Mishayshanim Yavoid, like the Tosis Riyazakin. Tosis Riyazakin learns the drasha Sheishanim Yavoid Uvashviyas. You have to work 6 years, and there are times that you have to work the seventh year too. If you ran away for a year, you have to work the seventh year. That's the right, like the Rambam. Sheishanim Yavoid Uvashviyas. Sometimes you have to work the seventh year of Avdus. Because if you ran away for part of the time, you have to be an Eved longer. The Smag doesn't learn that way. The Smag learns, Shei Shanim Yavid. You're an Eved 6 years. If you run away a year, that doesn't count. You have to pay it back. You have to be an Eved 6 years. These are the two Mahalchim in the Sugya, in the din of somebody who's a Bereach. Now, getting back to, so we have two ways to learn the sugya. Getting back, now this ritva, this smag and the Rambam are two ways to learn, and it's clear, two ways to learn. The Gemara, nafkamina, the bereach, the yovel, period. Getting back to the ritva that we started share with today. The ritva said that if not for the pasuk, a bereach would be pater, it's a grama ba'alma. So we asked, what kind of grama ba'alma is? If you promise to work, you don't work. Or you're grama ba'alma, you're missing your work. Zabta divrei Yecheskel. If the Ritva will hold like the smag in his yesod, there could be pratim in which he argues with the smag, but in the yesod, he learns like the smag that when you run away, you're ois evet. Then it makes sense. When you run away, you're ois evet. You're no longer an evet. That's a grama. If you run away, you're not working. Why you're not working? Because the status of Eved, you remove from yourself. That's a grama. I'm causing myself not to have the status of an Eved. So that I would call a grama. Causing myself not to have the status of an Eved. So that's a gairim. If I'm an Eved, I'm not showing up for work. So you could call that sheves. But here, the grama is that I'm removing the status of Eved from myself. The Mela, it's not similar to Bava Kama. The Gemara in Bava Kama said, take if I take your Eved, he works for me. I have to pay. Because there, he's still an Eved. I grabbed your Eved, and he worked for me, he's still an Eved. I have to pay. Or the Am Evriah who found the Metziah. The Am Evriah, she is an Am Evriah, she didn't run away. She's an Am Evriah. Middle of work, she went to pick up a Metziah. So she has to pay. That's true, that's like Shevet. Any worker who any Eved, that during the time he's an Eved, he lazies off, he has to pay it back. That's like a Pashut. The Ritva is saying that when he removes the status of Eved from himself, where technically he's not an Eved, that's a grama, causing himself to not be an Eved. And that, Nikar Adin, you wouldn't have to pay, and you need Exeris HaKasa, Shechayev LaHashlim. So this is all the Divrei Yecheskel, it's Simen Mem Beis, it's Aleph, Beis, and Zion, the parts that I've spoken out today. Because what I cause the status of Eved to be removed. So Memele, there's no work. The kasha was, if I work for myself, I should have to give it to the Adon. It fits in very well, and that I wanted to get to hopefully later today, the Ritva L'shitasai, right? The Ritva Shita is that's not really Gufei Kana. So it fits in very nicely. The Ritva learned that Gufei Kana is only Nisurim, but there's no real kinyan of the Guf. So the running away takes with the Shem Eved, it fits in beautifully. Okay, maybe we yet get to that. Okay, so these are the two Mahalchim in Bereach. Now we have to get to the Din of Chala. Let's finish the Gemara. Amamach. Yochel afilu Chala. Now we talk about Eved who's sick. This is the two sick to work. Yochel afilu Chala, Tamalayim v'shiyas yetzei, afilu Chala, kol shesh. Even if he's sick. But Tanya, Chala sholesh, vavit sholesh, enechayim v'hashlam. We learned elsewhere that it's only up to 3 years. Why three? Not so clear. But up to 3 years, you get sick leave. Pretty good deal. You know, you get 50% of the time, you could be sick, and you still, it's like yeshiva, right? And up to 50% sick leave. It's excused. Chola shol ishva v'chol ishen echad v'hashlam. Chola kol shesh chayv v'hashlam, says the Sfira. It depends. If he could do a minimal work, like Maisi Machat, sewing, which seems to be easy work, you don't get sweated up, because you know, a sick person could do it, so then even Kol Shesh. But if he can't do anything, if he gets so sick he can't do any work at all, then not. Hagufa Kasha. I'm a Kol Shesh, 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 I'm a So what's the din of David? After Gemara Chikama, Chala David Nasa Kemi Shechala Kol Sheish Chayav LaHashlam. Very often in Shas, when you have a stira Reisha and Sefer, it's one of the things I don't know why. Very often there's a diuk. The Reisha is this mashma this way, Sefer is mashma this way. So like half the time in Shas, it says Ela Meholek Ela Mashmina. You can bring a Raya either way. And sometimes in Shas, it says Nasa Kemi, Nasa Kemi. That's Chala David Nasa Kemi, and the name was not a stira. So when we say Nasa Kemi and when we say Mahalak Lamashmina, I'm not Clark. By Stais, I guess that it's totally in Svara. If the Svara is more like the one way, you say Nasa Kemi, but okay. It's one of the things I always wondered about in the Gemara. Anyway, what do we get from this Gemara? A man is sick, he's an Eved, he's sick. Up to 50% of his days that he's working, he gets sick leave and he gets paid. Sick leave. He's paid sick leave. More than 50% of the time, if he can't do anything, then he doesn't get paid. Some of the days he worked, he still gets paid. But the sick days, he doesn't get paid. The chayra comes out from this sugya. Is he a side that if you hire somebody and he has sick, and he's sick, he's truly sick, so you have to pay him for the days that he's sick. The problem is that there's a gemara above Metziah, which is mashma that you don't pay sick days. You hire someone and he has sick days, that you don't pay him. And therefore in Shulchan Aruch, when the Shulchan Aruch tries to figure out in Cheshe Mishpat, in Shin Lam Gimel Sifei, to paskin a halacha, what is the din? You hire a worker, Taisus, I don't know why Taisus picked a Malamed as this example, it could have been any worker, but Taisus picks an example, a Malamed. You hire someone to teach a child, and he's sick. Does he get paid for the days that he's sick? You hire a tutor. The tutor gets paid to learn with your child. And he's sick one day. Does he get paid for the day that he's sick? That's the shaila here in Tosfos. The counselor in camp. He's sick for a week. Does he get paid for that week? Doesn't get paid for that week. So in Shulchan Aruch, the first thing it says is that there's a steer in the two sugyas. The Gruff says there's sugya in Kedushin. The Shach says the sugya in Kedushin, which is mashmi, if you get sick, you do get paid. The sugya in Bavmasiyah is mashmi, if you get sick, you don't get paid. So how do you answer the steer? That's going to be the halachas of sick days. Okay. Well, if the original deal was spoken out, there'd be no shaila. Because Kotan Hashem Amamakayim. If I hire a worker, I tell him you get 1 week sick leave a year, so whatever I make him from my work. Without stomach, without a
stomach. But that was in a stomach case. To hire a guy by the year, to hire him that you're going to pay him 2 weeks. And you hire him even without mentioning sick days.
If I hire him, let's say, I pay him a weekly paycheck, and he's in my business. He's behind the counter in my grocery store. And now he's sick. He calls in and he's sick. And he's taka sick. Does he get paid? So there are two basic mahalchim in the Paiskim. One is based on Taisus here, which seems to be the most simple thing. So that's the Rina Tusugyas. Our Gemara is talking about an Eved. And that Gemara is talking about a Payu. By an Eved, if he's sick, so he gets paid for the day he's sick. And by a payol, if he's sick, he doesn't get paid for the day he's sick. What's the svara? What's the svara to Michalik? Taisa says, the Eved Ivri Gufay Kani Ladai, right? So says it's the Adin's property got sick. It's tough on the Adin. And why more than 3 years should be different? So Taisus has to answer it at the end of Taisus. Kishnei Sachia. Okay, so this is Sfarati Mechalik. That every is Gufay Kanoi. So since it's Gufay Kanoi, the Adin takes the loss. And a pile is not gufay kanoi. You don't own your pile. Like a quit middle. Since you don't own your pile, so therefore, if a pile gets sick, it's tough on the pile. The pile doesn't get paid. That's as far as to be mechalik if you hold evidently gufay kanoi. Right? You hold that Taisus sheet is evidently gufay kanoi, so it makes sense to make this type of chilik. The Ritva in our sugya agrees with Taisus, but he adds a knedge, because remember the Ritva sheet is that he's not mamish gufay kanoi. So he adds a knedge. He says when you hire a worker, you're hiring him for a specific job. He's a malamed tinaikis. He's got to teach. That means if he doesn't teach, he doesn't get paid. If you hire an eved, you're not hiring him for a specific job. You're hiring him to be available to you. Whatever you can do, he has to do. So if he can't do, so he's working, he's available to you, according to what he could do. If he can't do, he can't do. So Akoponim Taisus and the Ritva hold that a payol never gets paid for sick days. And that's the psak of the Shach and the Grah. The Rosh in the Sefer Bava Metzia has a different shita. The Rosh makes a chilek as follows. The Rosh actually says two chilukim, but the main nakuda of the Rosh is the following. The Rosh says that if you hire a worker, normally you pay a worker when? When does a worker you'll usually get paid? Normally a worker gets paid at the end. So if you hire a worker, you didn't pay him yet. Kozman, you didn't pay him. If he's sick, you don't have to pay him. So if the worker was not paid yet, you don't have to pay. If you hire a worker and you pay him up front, don't know if there's any kind of worker today. What type of worker today gets paid up front? Not the derech, huh? If you give a retainer a down payment, lawyers take money ahead of time, no? Or architects, people do certain types of jobs, they get paid up front. So if somebody gets paid up front, baseball players get paid up front. Yeah. So they get paid up front, and then they get sick. That's our Gemara. If they got paid already and then they get sick, so then they get paid for the sick days. They get paid for sick days too. I was going to ask you that. Okay. But you hear what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, if you got paid ahead of time, that's our Gemara, like an Eved. You get paid ahead of time, you get as many sick days as you want. Up to here. If you got paid, if you're getting paid afterwards, so then you don't get paid for sick days. Both players get paid for sick days.
Yeah.
The cover. Why would someone do it? Kashif and I say, I don't know. How come certain parnos that people pay for? I don't know why would someone. Why would? Oh, even if someone knows the halacha, he certainly wouldn't pay up front. I mean, if someone knows the din, he shouldn't pay up front. And it's an old rule. You shouldn't always hold on to your money. Never pay up front. I'll tell you a better reason. Don't pay up front because if you have a sichsuch in mominess with someone, if you have the money, you're okay. And if he has the money, he wins. You know, he can cheat you. He can say he never gave it to me. You know, but the halacha is like the Rama, like the Rush. That if you paid up front, sick days are loss of the employer. If you're paying at the end, then sick days are loss of the employee. So the Shach says, what's the svara to that? What's the svara? What? The Rush. But he's passing the halacha still that if you pay up front and there's a sick day, the employer takes the loss. That's the difference. You pay up front. Not paid. If he doesn't want to work, I have to give me my money back. I have to give me my money back. Of course, that's a shame. If he's sick, that's what we're talking about. But you can't say he's paid. Well, let's say he's just lazy and doesn't work, I have to give my money back. Now if he's sick, why should I take a loss?
Why
did
you go pay?
Why I did? He asked me for the money, so I gave him the money. He's an honest person.
If you're paying
the guy
up front, then you're paying his own trust, and then say, okay, fine.
He didn't betray my trust. He didn't betray my trust. He's honestly sick. He's just going out there. Why should I lose because I paid up front?
So if you were there, that means you want every single thing done. And if you're not done with that low rate, then you're not going to pay him what you promised. Or you're not going to pay him.
It's understood. If I pay up front, it's understood that that's my intention. Is that true? Is that the intention of a person who pays up front to change his rights or to change what he's entitled to?
If you're paying up front, you're saying that you're going to get to pay up front. If you're saying that you win the land, that means you're winning.
Not sure. I don't hear a compelling svara. I hear a teretz. It says already, so he tried to answer, but there's no compelling svara to say. I don't know. Can I try? Let's try a svara. Just to think out loud. We had once an issue of someone who gets sick, and the other person takes a loss. You know, we had it. We had an ksubis on that base, the bottom of the Amid Aleph. It says in ksubis that if you mekadish a woman for 12 months, you don't have to give mezainis. After the 12 months, the next Yom Revi, you have to pay mezainis. It says, what happens if he's sick? You can't marry her. So you have to give him mezainis, but he's sick, and I have four. What happens if she's sick? So he's saying the stop chasadeu, it's also his fault. Remember, we learned to your side that it's always the man's fault. He gets sick, it's the man's fault. She gets sick, it's the man's fault, right? It's like the site of marriage that we had a number of places. Emes is that way. Right? Taisa said, why is it always his fault? Taisa said, because he's the one that's Mesovim Peruvu. That was Taisa's flush. Tav Taisa Miyam at Beis, I think. But we had this aside that a woman who's Mekudeshes to a man, she gets sick, Mistab Chasadeu, it's his tough. He's got to pay her, yeah? He's got to pay her designers. She's the one that's sick. He's got to pay her, Mistab Chasadeu. So now, a man has an employee. He hires an employee. And he's counting on this employee to make his business work. And the employee gets sick. Now, whose Sadeya was Mistabcha? Whose Nazel was Gairon? Who had the loss? So we could clear. I mean, you could say, well, the employee, you know, he got sick. It's Mistabcha Sadeya. Or you could say the employer. The employee didn't want to get lost. He needs him in his birth business. You know, he works behind the counter, and now he's going to open up for business. He won't have anybody there. So we could clear Mistabcha, whose Sadeya was Mistabcha? His employee, it's not clear. Not clear how things work in Shemayim, whose it is. So perhaps the pshat is, since it's not clear whose mazel was gayur, so whoever's the mosik keeps the money. If the employer is the, it didn't pay yet, so he doesn't have to pay. You can't be tevei ami. Mistabcha yosada. If he already paid him, the payo could say, look, mistabcha yosada. Who says my fault? Maybe it's your mazel's guy and I got sick. So maybe there should be such a concept that the muzik could say to the other person, it's your loss. Just like if someone has an eved, we say if the eved gets sick, Taisa says, so it's the other's loss, right? He hired an eved. Now it's his property that got damaged. So maybe if a person pays a worker, he's the muzik, he could tell her that that it's your mazel's guy. And he could find your mazel is gairin. Each person could find the other person's mazel is gairin. So you go bust the mosik. I'm saying this because the Taz's lashon is the Taz, according to Ramah, he says, you go bust the mosik. Where is the mosik? And the Aruch HaShulchan asks on the Taz, what do you mean mosik? There's no status here. When you have a safi, you go bust the mosik. So to explain the Ramah, maybe we can create that it is an issue of mosik. Who saw there was the Sabchum?
According to the
Pesach,
you can only explain that if the Mazel is given a Svara because he's having to remove, which is Mazel without that Svara, she wouldn't be able to claim a Sabchum Sabchum. You can't claim that by a worker.
Maybe the Pesach there is because they were Maitzi. So we have to know for sure it's his Sada. Maybe Maitzi Mamin. So Tais says for a remove, but if not for that, it'll be a Sabchum. This is wants to say because we know for sure it's a day. I'm not saying we know for sure. I'm saying we don't know. So the
name
huh?
Yes,
where? There? No. La halacha, it comes out, it's a significant machlaikis. We have now a machlaikis, the Ramon de Taz passing like the Rush. That depends if you paid up front or not. And the Gra and the Shach paskin that a payel never gets paid for sick days. A payel never gets paid for sick days. Machlekes ha-paiskin. So the Aruch HaShulchan sounds like he's passing like the Shach. Stundik ha-alach is like the Shach. But it's only a nafkamina if you get paid up front. In most cases, no nafkamina. In most cases, you just don't get paid for sick days. You're not entitled to get paid. Period. Unless you got paid up front, that would be the case. That's a machlaikis. But the Ktzais adds that even though it's a machlaikis, all these paiskin, one thing is for sure. If you're sick half the time, then you certainly don't get paid. Is that even by Eved? You know, even if you hold, like Taisvis, even if you hold like the Rush, that he got paid up front, you get paid for sick days, that's only up to, if you're sick up to half the time. If you're sick more than half the time, then what is not to talk about? Because no matter what, you don't get paid for sick days. Even Evan doesn't get paid for sick days if he's sick more than half the time. So that's the next question. Why? Okay, one second. But that's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Chol HaShol HaShanin, even Evan doesn't get paid. So when you're sick half the time, the Gemara B'Mitzvah says you don't get paid, and the Gemara Kedushin says you don't get paid. So that's as far as the halacha is concerned. It seems clear that the Ktzais is saying that if you're sick half the time, So this, the last nekuda in the Gemara is why? Why half the time? Why half the time? So what does Tosfos say? Before we get to Tosfos, let me tell you what seems to be the more pashut pshat, the Ritva. Ritva says why half the time? The Rashba and the Ritva both say because stam das of a person is that if you're going to be sick half the time, certainly the whole thing is a mekatos. If loy al das came, there's an umdin das. I shouldn't use the word mekatos because it happened later. It's not a mekatos. But it's an umdin das. It's an understanding that if most of the time you can't work, you're going to have to make it up. That goes without saying. It's an umdin of that das that most of the time you're out, it just can't be. Too much of a loss. That's what the Ritva says. It's a svara, fine. Tosfos gives a different reason. Tosfos, about 10 lines at the end of the Tosfos, Tosfos says, Hecha dechola gimel vav, gimel hainu tamad den echad l'hashem. Mishun dekzib b'sefer, miktei sholei shavim, kishnei sachir. Kemet zinu deshavim desachir, hainu sholei shavim. That stam sachir is 3 years. A worker means 3 years. An eved is 6 years. Mishnah sa sachir, double. But a sachir is 3 years. Hainu tzitzi, mishnah sa sachir, avat v'sheshan. Yechayim David shalai, shtayim v'shnei sachir, amad enechayim v'hashlam. So he Tosfos learns why 3 years, because 3 years is the chash of a cheshbon. If the cheshbon of sachir is 3 years, the eved is 6 years. If an eved works even less than a sachir, so then he certainly doesn't get paid for the time that he was chala. Now the ktsais, which I just mentioned, says a worker has got to be there half the time. His concept of half the time only makes sense according to the Ritva. The Ritva says it's an umdina half the time. Tosfos, though, Tosfos doesn't say half the time. Tosfos says it's got to be shnei sachir, it's got to be 3 years. According to Tosfos, it's not totally in half. It's nothing to do with half. An eved has to work at least shnei sachir, at least the years of a sachir. Berachas Avraham says if you would have an eved, a meicher asmai, let's say he sells himself for 4 years. Right, some Rishonim hold the meicher asmai l'shesh, the yeser al shesh, and parkas al shesh. Let's say an eved sells himself for 4 years, and then he's sick two and a half years. Does he get paid? An eved sells himself for 4 years, he's going to be an eved, and he's sick for 2.5 years. Does he get paid? So he says it depends on the machlokes, the Ritva and Tosfos. According to the Ritva, he has to work half the time. If he sold himself for 4 years, he's got to work half the time. So half the time is 2 years. He's got to work for 2 years. What did I say? He's got to work 2 years. So if he was sick 2 years plus, 2 years and a month, so then it goes by half the time. So it's totally in 2 years. More than 2 years. If he's sick more than 2 years, he doesn't get paid. If he's sick less than 2 years, he doesn't get paid. Or maybe it'll be a shlama. Okay, if he'll have to pay back. So that means he doesn't get paid if he has to pay back. According to Tosfos, it's not totally in half the time. It's totally in 3 years. So then, if he's sick, if he's sick 2.5 years, so also he doesn't get paid. But he would have to work 3 years in order to be paid. According to Tosfos, it's not totally in half the time. It's totally in 3 years. You've got to work 3 years. Anything less than three is not, you don't get paid for challah. The Tosfos sheet is not totally 50%. The same thing in the Ktsais. Tosfos says it's totally in 50% is going with the Ritva, that it's totally in 50%. According to Tosfos, it's not 50%. The point is that an Eved has to work at least 3 years to get paid. There's no riot to a pile who hires and rents himself out for 1 year. Yes.
Nafkamina would be sick for a year and a half.
Nafkamina would be if he's sick for a year and a half. So according to the Ritva, good. Nafkamina would be he sells himself for 4 years and he's sick for a year and a half. So according to the Ritva, he would get paid because he worked more than half the time. Okay, that would be the Nafkamina, opposite of what I said before. Again, he sold himself for 4 years. He works for what? He's sick for a year and a half. According to the Ritzvah, it's less than 50%. He gets paid. According to Tysus, he has to work at least 3 years. He has to be a sachir. So he doesn't get paid. The same thing with the Ktzais. The Ktzais, who says 50%, only makes sense like the Ritzvah.
It's
going to
be if he sells himself for 2 years.
Yeah, if he sells himself for 2 years, according to Tysus, he gets no sick days. Because he has to work at least Shnei Sachir. The exemption that Chola... What? Okay, but you can't force him to be mashlim if he only sold himself for 2 years. There's no safim, no shaylim. But the pshat is, up to 3 years, he's like a pile, like this, and he gets no sick days. Once he works 3 years, over 3 years, so then he gets sick days, then he hasn't been at it. So that's the way it would kick in, according to Tais. So these are the din of a sachir.